I am Frank Vaughn. It's time to get my video on. It's 9:34 a.m. on November 19th, 2010. It's actually 2020, but it rhymed. I just thought I'd start singing because there are some folks who think I'm having psychological episodes and that I'm horribly depressed and lacking in self-love. I thought singing might counter that. I want to start out by saying this morning, giving credit to mothers and wives out there everywhere on their craftiness, because I know my wife is not alone. This morning as I was drinking my coffee, she said to me, "Are you going outside today to work? Are you going to spread some straw?" And I said, "Yeah, you know what? The weather's really good the next few days for that job. I'm going to go outside." And she said, "No, I'm going to go outside and you're going to hang out with your son." And I said, "Hey, that's a good trade." But the joke's on her, because he's down for a nap and I'm here filming this. And I do have something really important to say in spite of all the fun and frivolity. I want to talk about election fraud in the United States. And I've been kind of cautious in my language when I'm talking about it, because it's unproven or unsubstantiated or all these different words that are flying around. So I'm avoiding the words unsubstantiated, substantiated. I'm trying to sort of present things. But today I'm just going to say it plain. The election in the United States is being stolen right before your eyes. And I know this is nothing new, but this is important because the majority of Americans do not support this. But whether it happens or it doesn't happen, whether the thieves are allowed to get away with it or not, comes down to you and what you do. Now, here I am in Canada speaking about the U.S. election. I'm doing whatever I can as a Canadian to try and wake Americans up to realize that, look, trust the plan is a bad way to say something. To say that you're part of a movie and you just got to trust it, write your role. Enact the plan. Don't trust it. Enact it. As individuals, it's up to you. I see all across America, thousands of patriots, not just Republicans, patriots, Democrats, independents, Republicans, getting out there in the streets, going to their legislatures, and fighting to enact the plan, so to speak. That's what you need to do. Discover your bravery. You'll be okay. Take common sense measures. If you're worried about Antifa beating you up, stay away from the cities. Enact the plan in other ways. But for all of those media companies, including here in Canada, and this is why it's so important for Canadians to speak out, because our state media, our communist state media at the CBC, CTV, National Post, all of these different outlets constantly use the word unsubstantiated. They say there's no evidence. They repeat the words of those who say what they want to say, thus revealing that they're part of the steal. They're complicit in the steal. There's ignorance can explain it. There's a potential that they could just be ignorant of the facts. But their politics renders their ignorance a portion of guilt. So I just want to show you a few things. I just want to show you some of the evidence. The first things first, this is a website called hereistheevidence.com. Very clever, very easy to remember. And this is actually source material for all of the things that have been found so far, like 9,500 dead people, returned mail-in ballots, 2,000 ballots found in a single sweep despite numerous prior dumps, 15,000 Nevada voters suspected of having voted outside the state, 109,000 mail-in ballots returned for counting before they were mailed, on and on and on. The list goes on. And these are all mainstream sources. This makes it easy. So whenever you see a headline by the fake news media that says there are unsubstantiated claims, there are no evidence, hereistheevidence.com is a great place that is gathering it all together for easy perusal. And I don't believe even a fraction of the evidence has been presented yet. This is just the beginning. Look, we have voter intimidation. The headline from Zero Hedge: in shocking reversal, Wayne County Election Board Republicans rescind certifications, claim family threatened. So if you're familiar with this particular story in Wayne County, first they refused to certify the results because of irregularities. Then they did certify the results. Now they've rescinded their votes and their certification because they were threatened. They were intimidated. Their families were targeted by Democrats. This is how they're operating. This is how the steal is operating. And this is not an isolated incident. Look, we've known for over a week now that dozens upon dozens upon dozens of Republican poll watchers were intimidated at the polls and they were kept from doing their jobs. They had Democrats blocking their view of the table. They had election workers. This is the other part of the allegation. the Democrats and the election workers are one in the same thing in many of these jurisdictions. And when they started removing Republican poll watchers from the room, they cheered in unison and they clapped and carried on as democracy died at their hands. They don't care about democracy. They don't care about the republic. They only care about victory. And they don't even have the slightest clue about what it is they're trying to win. They're ignorant. They're ignorant of history. They think socialism is wonderful. They think that all this free stuff is going to come to them and that all injustice is going to end if they just commit a widespread injustice right now to implement their version of utopia. But it isn't a utopia. It's a nightmare. You've got all the evidence you need to make up your own mind. You need to take this evidence and you need to calmly explain it to your friends and to your neighbors and to those who might be on the fence or those who think that Donald Trump is just a sore loser. There's a process in the United States for a reason. And remember, Donald Trump is still the president of the United States. He still controls the executive branch. He still controls the Pentagon. He is still the commander in chief. And if there's an insurrection, if there's a fraud, if there's an attempt to steal the election, if there's, let's talk about the numerical impossibility of the Biden win by the margins that they claim Biden won by. The headline at Must Read Alaska, and I picked one of the smaller websites, you can read about this on multiple websites, how could the bellwether counties get it so wrong? And what they spell out here is how these counties, which have a tendency to mimic the overall outcome of the presidential election, some in some cases for 50, 60, 70 years, they have an incredible record going back, all of a sudden, they got it wrong. They flipped. And so the media is asking this question, how could they get it so wrong? They didn't. They didn't get it wrong. In the places where fraud wasn't present, Trump overwhelmingly wins. It's quite simple. Trump recorded over 10 million votes over his 2016 totals. 10 million. Now, some of those votes, in my opinion, are going to be eventually determined to be fraudulent themselves because the Democrats who ran the fraud couldn't possibly have run it without creating Trump votes as well. There has to be some proportionality. So they can't just create votes for Biden and at certain votes for Biden. At certain times, they would have had to have created votes for Trump as well. And some of the software fraud that's going to come out is going to show that. And I'm not going to bother putting it up on screen, but I recall how the 9,600 votes in Georgia were discovered on memory sticks. America, Americans, how in the hell did you fall in terms of democratic principles so far that votes are stored on memory sticks? That is just, when I read that, it's beyond the computerized voting of it. How in the hell are your votes on memory sticks? Paper ballots. It's the only way to go. Look, in Canadian elections, I see a bunch of stuff going around about how Dominion was involved in Canadian federal elections. That's not technically true. They were involved in the Conservative Party's elections, which I don't think have ever generated an honest result. They were involved in Liberal Party elections, but they aren't involved at the federal level. Look, we have paper balloting. The ballots don't leave the polling stations. They stay there. So all the votes come in. You've got scrutineers working from all the parties. You've got election poll workers. There's dozens of us at each polling area, and we're all watching each other. Everybody's watching everybody. We're scrutinizing everything. And those ballots never leave our sight. They go in a box that's sealed. And until the counting starts, that seal is maintained. When I worked elections, it's like 15-hour days. And that's all it took, 15 hours to run the election, make sure every legal ballot gets cast, and then count and report the results. Those ballots never left my sight or the sight of anybody else that was present. All paper, all recorded, all collectively counted. Anybody could raise a red flag. Everybody has an incentive to make sure it's fair. There's no need for ballots to be leaving polling places. There's no need for electronic voting. There's no need for votes to be discovered on memory sticks. Are you kidding me, America? This is something you've got to fix. It's mission critical. And before I continue with the main theme and finish this thing up before my child wakes up, yes, it's true that Dominion wasn't involved in the 2019 election federally in Canada. They were involved with the political parties, but they weren't involved federally. However, we have introduced electronic voting at the provincial level. I made a mistake yesterday, which I don't think it was a mistake long enough for anybody to catch it when I said that Dominion machines were involved in federal elections. They're not. My memory was of the provincial election here in Ontario. We're introducing machines that can print on the ballots after the ballot leaves the hand of the voter. Dominion should be broken up and kicked out of our country. Now, as Joe Warmington, another one of the last journalists in Canada, reported, their lights are on all night at Dominion offices in downtown Toronto. They know something's up. They know the gig is just about up. We gotta keep our elections sacred. We have to keep paper balloting, and we got to make sure we have strong voter ID. The Liberals are working to weaken voter ID. Their argument is that minorities are too stupid to carry around voter ID, and somehow in their minds, that makes those of us who advocate for voter ID racist. They're the ones saying that minorities are too dumb to carry ID, even though they have to have a health card. To get health care in Canada, they got to have a driver's license if they want to drive. They got to have a SIN card. They got to have all kinds of identification. And they have to have a physical address. Their argument is actually the racist one by saying minorities are too dumb. I think minorities are intelligent enough to carry around voter ID. That makes me the guy who is colorblind. We have got to preserve election integrity in America. You have to get it back. Canada has an ideological problem up here. We got a whole pile of people who are convinced that the facts don't matter and that the only way forward is liberal, 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 and that conservatives are so bad. And it's such an all-pervasive mindset that the Conservative Party of Canada has become a liberal party. They are liberal. They don't oppose anything of value that the Liberals are putting out. We argue about certain things, but we don't argue about the main things. The trajectory of Canada is set. The destiny of Canada is set. There's no variety. When I was campaigning in the last election, all four candidates that I was opposed against, every single question we were asked at the debates, and you'll see this in the videos, I publish them on my YouTube channel, they all answered the same way. The only thing they argued about was the speed with which they wanted to implement the agenda. The agenda itself was never up for contest. I was the only one offering a clear and concise choice. And that choice resonates with the voter, and that's what the powers that be are the most afraid of. Choice that resonates with the populace. Like I said at the beginning, don't trust the plan. Don't look at it like a movie. Write your role in the movie. Implement the plan. It's really up to you, the people. All right, so we're going to go into rapid fire mode here because I don't know how long I've got left. Dominion confirms Clinton Foundation donation Pelosi staffer link. So Dominion, the people who are counting your votes, America, in many jurisdictions, they donate to the Clinton Foundation. They have people who come from the Democrat Party and work for them. They have conflicts of interest all over the place. This is something that as Americans you have to pursue. And look, the money. Gambling sites refuse to call election for Biden, leaving $600 million in limbo. Now, I know the article is dated November 13th, but this hasn't changed. There's also the fact that big business, some of the big movers and shakers on Wall Street will not rule out a Trump victory because they understand, at least on some level, the Constitution, its function, and that the Biden win, the way that they're spelling it out, is completely statistically impossible. Look, the polling houses that got it so wrong, they said that 27 congressional seats were toss-ups and all 27 of those seats went to the Republican Party. Trump is flipping Trump's leadership. Trump's Republican Party is turning California red at the congressional level. He's flipping districts in Beverly Hills, for heaven's sakes. He captured half the Hispanic vote, and that's without getting rid of the illegal ballots. He probably captured a majority of the vote of the people that the mainstream media is constantly telling you Trump wants to kill and maim and murder. He's captured more of the black vote, the Indian vote, the Chinese vote, because people are waking up. And that's, again, before you subtract all the fraudulent votes. And the evidence is out there, like I've already showed you. Here's just another example. California, two charged with voter fraud, allegedly submitting registration applications on behalf of homeless. So this is a microcosm. There's lots of this going on around the United States. But every single time you see a mainstream media outlet, whether it's Canadian or American, say that voter fraud is unsubstantiated and that the elections are 100% fair, remember, it's things like this one. Forget that this is Breitbart, for heaven's sakes. This is facts. Two charged with voter fraud. They've been caught. They're not the first ones. Voter fraud exists. When they say it doesn't exist, they're lying to you. And why would they lie? Is it because they're in on it? It certainly seems that way. If they are not reporting the news, if they are not reporting the story, if they're not reporting hundreds of people who signed sworn testimonies under penalty of perjury about the repression, about the suppression, about the intimidation tactics that have been deployed, about the fraud, if you look at the statistics, you look at Hispanic turnout for Trump, you look at the energy for Trump, and then you're supposed to believe that a half-senile old man who has a tendency to be pervy beyond compare, the man touches other people's children in their genitalia on camera. That's how balls out these people are. Hunter Biden films himself engaged in perviness. The Ukrainians named Biden as somebody who broke the law. Your media doesn't report this stuff to you. The reason they don't report this stuff is because they are complicit. It's up to you. It's not up to Trump. It's not up to the individual judges. It's not just up to the state legislatures to step in. It's up to you to do the right thing. Spread the message. Read the evidence. Talk to people. Be calm. Be cool. Be collected. Don't be part of the problem. Don't behave like Antifa. Don't go out there and start smashing stuff. You're better than that. You know you're better than that. And that's why the vast majority have done none of those things. But calm your voice. Stop the swearing. Start being analytical. Really get into people's headspace. Look, the people who are asleep, the people who think Trump is the big orange bad man, they're victims. They're victims. And sure, they bear personal responsibility for their own victimization because they've bought the lie for so long. They've been sucking at the tit of CNN for God knows how long, but they're still victims. They're your friends. They're your fellow Americans. They're your fellow people. Many of them are fathers. Many of them are mothers. They got children. They work hard. They pay taxes. Remember that. Remember that, because it's that division that they want. They want the country divided. They want violence. You're the antidote to that. You are the people who are going to stand up and push this thing over the finish line. I'm going to wrap this up. If you like the work, please support it. frankvaughn.ca/donate. For every one of these videos I put in, there's hours of reading and work that goes in behind the scenes just to get my brain working so that I can actually speak largely extemporaneously about the things I know. Support the work, and I'll see you in the next one.